all of you very warmly to the seat of the presidency of our country, to Jubilee House. And I'm really happy to see so many significant members of the Ghana private sector coming either from public enterprises or the privately held capital here around this table, and being supported also by important policymakers in our country. As you know, in April of last year, soon after I was inducted into office, Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General, honored us in Ghana by appointing me as co-chair of the group of eminent advocates of the SDGs, together with the Norwegian Prime Minister, Erna Solberg. The convener, the SDG convener, Eugene Owusu, has already given you an outline of what the SDGs are about and really what the goals are. The goals essentially are about what all of us want, whether we're in business, in government, or as individual citizens, that is a richer, more secure, more stable, more peaceful planet, which allows all of us to inhabit this planet profitably. I've attached a great deal of importance to my role, especially because I see it as essentially attempting to mobilize political support on the continent of Africa for the implementation of the goals. And I don't think there can be any doubt that if there's any continent on the planet that will most benefit from the successful implementation of the SDGs, it is, for obvious reasons, us in Africa. So my role, I'm taking it very seriously, and this is what I've invited you here. What is the basis of the invitation? I think it is a reflection of the reality of the 21st century. The recognition by all and sundry, even by the former proponents of the centrally planned economies, that the market economy is the most efficient and most productive system of allocating economic and social resources in any given country. So across the globe, there's a recognition that the more robust, the more efficient the market economy in a given country is, the more likely that country is to go down the path of prosperity. We're talking about a well-regulated market economy that addresses issues of inclusion, issues of equity, issues of social justice, as well as the fundamental issues of economic growth and development. So what does this paradigm mean? Essentially, it means you, that you are, in today's world, the primary promoters of social and economic transformation. So if there's any important goal of a social or national nature which is going to be successfully addressed, it can only be so if one can challenge the private sector to participate in the process of addressing the issue. And that is essentially why I invited you to come around today. And today, what is it? I'm looking for ideas. I'm looking for ideas because apart from, if you like, the ideological point that I've made, it is also well known to all of us that best practices, smartest solutions, innovative attitudes towards resolving issues are best found within the private sector. And therefore, I am want to bring you on board the process of making sure that these goals are implemented and brought to a successful conclusion. First of all, for our own country, obviously. You see, charity begins at home. The target is 2030, that these SDGs should be in place. And then by association with the rest of the continent as well. So that is essentially what is the purpose of this meeting, to tap into your brains. And I'm looking for essentially three outcomes out of this meeting. One, how we can work together to bring the SDGs into fruition. Secondly, how best we can mobilize your expertise your knowledge and best practices so that the SDGs can be achieved? And lastly, how we can ensure that the SDGs don't remain within the public consciousness as some abstract, remote phenomenon that is debated amongst a few political leaders and bureaucrats in the floors of the General Assembly of the United Nations, and that is that. But that they become an active set of goals within the public consciousness, because people can recognize that they do affect all of us. The goal of gender equity is one of the goals of the SDGs, that by 2030, gender parity, gender equity, should have moved from the area of rhetoric into reality. That statement is a statement that affects more than the majority, at least the majority of people in Ghana. We know that 52% of our population is women. When we're talking about gender equity, we're talking about a thing that affects all women, young and old, how they can more successfully sit at, some of them are around this table, but as usual, the table is heavily weighted in favor of the male. So how that phenomenon itself can change. We're talking about access to education. We know the importance of education in our country. We've made a huge commitment to ensuring that every Ghanaian child is able to go to school, at least within the present context, to secondary school level. And it is an extremely important tool for the future development of our country. So you look, you break down, disaggregate the SDGs, each one of them. We're talking about environmental sustainability. We're talking about the ecosystems and our marine diversity and marine security. All of these are practical, everyday phenomena that in our social and economic lives we're grappling with. The SDGs have attempted to bring them together under one overarching umbrella. But how do we make sure that the public consciousness recognizes the attainment of these goals as something that matters in their daily lives? These are some of the broad goals that I'm hoping. It's, unfortunately, these things always suffer against the rigors of time. You are all very busy people, and I have some responsibilities too that I have to discharge. So we can't be here all morning, which is probably what the best way. We have a relatively short period to be together. But I'm hoping that in this relatively short period and in subsequent engagements that we're going to have, we will be able to address these goals of this meeting that I've set up. I want once again to thank you very much for